So where are these studies headed now?
So right now, we've got a lot of really exciting things going on. So one of our investigators, Dr. Amanda Nelson, has been very interested in the imaging of these joints and of assessing and analyzing with very, very sophisticated computer technology, looking at differences in the joint shapes, in the differences between knees, hips, hands, ankles, and how that whole kinetic chain works together in the lower extremity to give people arthritis in different joints. We also are very interested in looking at how we can really intercede almost, identify people early so that we can do things about their arthritis to keep it from progressing. One of the things that we're very interested in is not just waiting for the laboratory to come up with the magic bullet for us. While all those wonderful things are happening in the lab, and we're very, very excited about those, we're also excited about testing new drugs and new medications. But in addition, we're wanting to get to people where they are right now. So a cure that comes 10 years from now is not going to help that patient sitting in the chair who can't walk on that knee right now. And so we have several big studies that are looking at that are looking at diet and exercise interventions across the state of North Carolina. So we know these things work. But can they work in the real world is the question.
Right, and you have a fun name for that study.
The study is called the Weak Hand Study, and it's weight loss and exercise in communities across North Carolina. So Johnston County, where we have a community laboratory, a community-based resource, that will be one of the sites. We're also collaborating with people in the western part of the state, in the mountains, and to see that can we bring these things to the people of North Carolina, because of all the things that make us tick at rheumatology, allergy, and immunology in the Thurston Arthritis Research Center, we're passionate about our research, about the care we deliver to our patients, about the education of our residents and fellows, but we are also passionate about the service that we deliver to the people of this state.